It's time for WTRR's Ask the Builder with Tim Carter. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. I'm Tim Carter. You're listening to WGRR Hamilton, Cincinnati. And this is the Ask the Builder show, and it's going to be a great morning. I'll tell you what, the heat wave is over, and it's just so comfortable outdoors. If you haven't been outside yet, you're just going to love it. I can't believe that you would have slept with the air conditioner on, because it's just beautiful weather. Wonderful. Yeah, Ryan's happy. Ryan's producing the show today. Carly's here. And I've got a special guest, Karen Baginski, my intern here. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Well, thanks for getting up. I hope you're going to like this radio gig here.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we're going to talk about all kinds of neat home improvement things. Karen's going to try to trip me up, she said. And Ryan, Ryan's in a good mood today. Ryan, you're looking pretty happy today. So we're going to do some home improvements. So if you've got any questions, you know what to do. 749-1035, 749-1035. And had kind of an exciting week myself. Lots going on at the Carter House, and I got an interesting email yesterday, and I'm going to announce this a couple of times because I know not everyone is up. But yesterday afternoon, I was kind of tied up with a buddy of mine yesterday, Dave Evans, and I get back from lunch, and we actually went to this really cool Asian supermarket. My friend's a really good cook, and I was talking about how I can't find, my wife and I haven't been able to find this one thick soy sauce. And he said, man, that's easy. He said, there's this great Asian supermarket over on Reading Road, right where Pfeiffer Road crosses Reading. In that shopping center. I said, you got to be kidding me. He said, no. He said, they've got everything. So we went over there, and sure enough, I've never seen so many bottles of soy sauce in my life. So we get this bottle of soy sauce. And I come back, and there's an email from a producer from ABC's 2020. And they want me on 2020, but more importantly, they want you on 2020 potentially. Here's what the story's going to be. They're looking for DIY, do-it-yourself disasters. I mean, some job where you have tried to do something and you have totally gotten in over your head. And what they're going to do is, if you qualify, in other words, if they look at your situation, if it's, if you've got the photos, even videotape something for them, tell them what went wrong, they potentially are going to pick you. And then the preliminary indication is I'm going to come to your house and we're going to diagnose what went wrong and how to fix it, so that's the story, because they're starting to get lots of leads on just things. And of course, I've known it for years, and that's how they find me, because they were on the web looking, and they were typing that stuff in, and they came across the website, Karen, and bingo. So what do you think about that news?
I think that a lot of people need a lot of help out there, so I'm sure you won't have any trouble finding people to do the show.
Exactly. So the rules and the way it's all going to work is, if you think you might qualify, you're going to want to sign up for my newsletter this weekend. I've got the big announcement coming out on Tuesday. You and I are going to crank out a newsletter on Monday, pal. And you're going to see everything of what to do on Tuesday. So if you want to get on television, if you want to have a chance, actually, you kind of want to enter the quote-unquote competition, you better sign up for my newsletter so that I can give you all the information how to contact the people at 2020 up in New York. So that was pretty exciting to get that. And I talked to that woman on the phone yesterday. She's a very nice woman. So we're going to see what's going to happen. And then I said this. I told her, I said, let me understand this. I said, I can help you find the people. She said, are you kidding me? How? I said, well, I got this newsletter. It goes out to thousands and thousands of people. She said, that would be incredible. And I said, but get this, though. I said, it's not just people here locally. I said, it's people all over the world. And I said, what happens if you pick somebody from San Francisco and somebody from Miami? And she says, well, we're going there. We're going to go to the place. I said, well, are you going to take me with you? And she said, yes. So I said, well, let's get some plane tickets. So